One school that's supposed to participate in the field tests is the Earth School in the East Village. But don't ask the school's parents for any details, like which grade or subject.
We're not sure.
Actually, not sure.
We don't know.
The parents don't know because they don't care. In a garden across the street from the school, they say every parent is against field tests and the principal won't give them.
The creators of these exams are getting paid an awful lot of money to be able to do this.
Cynthia Copeland's son is in fourth grade.
If they want to have focus groups, they should pay outsiders to do this. They should not do this on the backs of our children who have already endured these incredible tests.
She says the annual state exams already consume way too much time for test prep and are given too much weight in grading schools and teachers. Parent Casey Fuchs agrees, adding that the testing company Pearson benefits the most, with a 5-year contract worth $32 million.
To focus so much on tests, it's unconscionable the amount of money we have to pay Pearson when the teachers of my children have to say, can we please get a donation of paper towels?
The parents acknowledge it's tempting to see them as a bunch of East Village radicals. Dozens wouldn't let their kids take the state exams in April, which do count. But the movement appears to be spreading. The group Change the Stakes is organizing parents throughout the state against field tests because they think they just help the testing industry.
I don't really see it as helping the high-stakes testing industry.
That's John Twing, the chief measurement officer for Pearson. Now, you might expect him to say that, but he says Pearson is working for New York State. And the state's Associate Education Commissioner, Ken Wagner, says
all field test items belong to New York. They don't belong to the vendor.
He also says field tests are standard practice. Even with experienced educators poring over potential questions, there's no substitute for the real deal.
Until you give those tests to students in test circumstances, we just don't have statistical information about how those test items behave. For example, are there certain aspects to the answers that are confusing?
Ideally, he says the state would embed all potential questions in the annual tests. Last year, field test questions accounted for about 10 to 15% of all items on the state exams. But he says New York can't afford to put more of these in the regular tests. Field tests are considered especially important now because the state has adopted new standards called the Common Core, and the test makers are still adapting. But Twing at Pearson acknowledges parents have a right to be wary after his company's recent mistakes in scoring the city's gifted and talented tests.
So I think we're serious that we want to do a good job. We're serious that we want to prove we've done a good job.
But the Earth School parents say it's not about Pearson. At a time when standardized tests are used to make so many important decisions, Cynthia Copeland says opting out makes a statement against the whole focus on testing.
All kinds of people are coming together and saying enough is enough, we need to stop this, and there are more and more forums that are taking place across the city.
Nonetheless, experts say field tests are supposed to be a statistical sample, so the results won't be affected unless an entire city opts out. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.